Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 51,000 appointment letters in various government departments at 16th Rozgar Mela, says youth are now playing a major role in nation building. Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau preliminary report reveals fuel to both engines was cut off, leading to last month's Ahmedabad plane crash. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds inclusion of 12 historic forts of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj in the UNESCO World Heritage List. US President Donald Trump imposes 30% tariffs on European Union and Mexico. And in cricket, India were 334 for 6 against hosts England on day 3 of third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy a short while ago. The 16th Rozgar Mela was organized today in line with the government's aspirations to achieve social development by providing employment to the youth. During the mega job fair, Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to new recruits in various government departments and organizations. Addressing the new appointees via video conferencing, Mr. Modi congratulated them and said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government.
केंद्र सरकार में युवाओं को पक्की नौकरी देने का हमारा अभियान निरंतर जारी है और हमारी पहचान भी है बिना पर्ची बिना खर्ची आज 51,000 से अधिक युवाओं को नियुक्ति पत्र दिए गए हैं ऐसे रोजगार मेलों के माध्यम से अब तक लाखों नौजवानों को भारत सरकार में परमानेंट जॉब मिल चुकी है अब ये नौजवान राष्ट्र निर्माण में बड़ी भूमिका निभा रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister also emphasized that these young individuals are now playing a major role in nation building and serve as catalysts in building a Vikasit Bharat.
सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी और सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य हमारी भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और सबसे बड़ी गारंटी भी है और हमारी सरकार इसी पूंजी को समृद्धि का सूत्र बनाने में दिन रात जुटी है दो दिन पहले ही मैं 5 देशों की यात्रा कर करके लौटा हूं हर देश में भारत की युवा शक्ति की गूंज सुनाई दी इस दौरान जितने भी समझौते हुए हैं उनसे देश और विदेश दोनों जगह भारत के नौजवानों को फायदा होना ही है
Our correspondent reports that the centre has allocated a budget of approximately 1 lakh crore rupees for this initiative, which is expected to create around 3 crore 50 lakh jobs. A report.
The 16th Rozgar Mela was held at 47 locations across the country. The new recruits will join the central government in various ministries and departments. Addressing a Rozgar Mela organization in New Delhi, Union Minister Jitendra Singh stated that every appointee will also receive access to Karmayogi portal. Congratulating the appointees in Chennai, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, noted that out of the 250 persons who will join the government service in Chennai, 154 employees will join the Railways Department. Several union ministers, including Nitin Gadkari, Piyush Goyal, Kiran Rijiju, Krishnapal Gurjar and Muralidhar Mohol, also distributed appointment letters at various parts of the country. Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and the engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India Flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position, one after another with a time gap of 1 second, and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu responded to the AIIB report on last month's Air India crash, stating that it is based on preliminary findings and urged the public not to reach any conclusions until the final report is released.
This is a preliminary report right now, and from the ministry we are analyzing the report, but I think it would be better if we can comment on it once the final report comes in. We are coordinating with AIIB also. Whatever support or resources they need, we'll be providing to them. But AIIB will be the primary investigating agency into this, and we are hoping that as soon as possible the final report also comes in so that we can arrive at some conclusions.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inclusion of the Maratha military landscapes in the prestigious UNESCO World Heritage List. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every Indian is elated with this recognition. He said that these Maratha military landscapes include 12 majestic forts, 11 of which are in Maharashtra and one is in Tamil Nadu. He said the Maratha Empire is associated with good governance, military strength, cultural pride and social welfare. The Prime Minister added that great rulers inspire the countrymen with their refusal to bow to any injustice. Mr. Modi also urged citizens to visit these forts and learn about the rich history of the Maratha Empire. Minister of Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, along with Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis, have also lauded the historic milestone and congratulated the people of India for this achievement. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In a remarkable decision taken at the 47th session of the World Heritage Committee in Paris, India's official nomination, Maratha Military Landscapes of India, got inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List. The Maratha Military Landscapes have become India's 44th property to receive this recognition. During the committee meeting, 18 out of the 20 state parties supported India's proposal to get this important site inscribed in the list. Spanning from the 17th to 19th centuries, this extraordinary network of 12 forts demonstrates the strategic military vision and architectural ingenuity of the Maratha Empire. India ranks 6th globally and 2nd in Asia-Pacific region for the most number of World Heritage Sites. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Election Commission today said it has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar, and 80.11% of electors in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms, EFs. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated time of the 25th of July. The EC said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on the 1st of August, electors have to submit their EFs, preferably along with eligibility documents. In case any elector needs more time to submit the eligibility documents, they can submit them separately till the 30th of August. In Bihar, a meeting of the constituent parties of the opposition Grand Alliance regarding the upcoming Bihar Legislative Assembly elections was held today at the residence of Leader of Opposition Tejaswi Prasad Yadav in Patna. RJD Leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav chaired the meeting of the Grand Alliance Coordination Committee. Mr. Yadav is also the chairman of the Coordination Committee formed to discuss and finalize seat sharing and other issues among the six-party Grand Alliance members. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. U.S. President Donald Trump today imposed a 30% tariff on imports from Mexico and the European Union starting on August the 1st. The new tariffs were announced in separate letters posted on Truth Social today. In his letter to the European Union, Trump said the U.S. trade deficit was a national security threat. The announcement came after weeks of negotiations with key trading allies failing to produce a more comprehensive trade deal. The 27-member EU, America's biggest trading partner, said earlier this week it hoped to reach a deal with Washington before August the 1st. At least 6 people were killed as Russia continued to pound Ukraine with hundreds of drones and missiles. 20 people were also injured in the attacks. Russia launched a massive aerial assault on Ukraine overnight, using nearly 600 drones and 26 missiles in its fourth major attack this month. Strikes targeted cities across the country, with western regions, including Lviv, Lutsk and Chernivtsi, hit hard. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack, noting widespread damage to civilian infrastructure. At least 28 people were killed in the Gaza Strip in Israeli airstrikes. According to media reports, 4 children and 2 women were among at least 13 people killed in Deir al-Bala in central Gaza late yesterday. Another 4 people were killed in strikes near a fuel station, and 15 others died in Israeli airstrikes in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israeli military reported that in the past 48 hours, troops struck around 250 targets in Gaza, including militants, weapons sites, tunnels and other Hamas infrastructure. The World Meteorological Organization has said that sand and dust storms now affect over 330 million people in more than 150 countries, causing mounting harm to health, economies and the environment. The UN body said about 2 billion tons of dust are emitted annually. Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav has said Ayurveda is being adopted by the whole world today. Mr. Jadhav said this at the first convocation ceremony of the Institute of Teaching and Research in Ayurveda, ITRA, in Jamnagar, Gujarat. He added that ITRA has an important contribution in the promotion of our ancient medical system all over the world. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh and East Rajasthan during the next 2 days. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani said that heavy rainfall conditions will continue over parts of Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Rajasthan during the next 3 to 4 days. In Himachal Pradesh, due to the active monsoon, heavy clouds continue to pour rain across the state. The Met Department has forecast adverse weather conditions to persist until July the 18th. More from our correspondent.
Continuous monsoon rains in Himachal Pradesh have severely affected normal life. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, landslides in various parts of the state have led to the closure of 250 roads, including 2 national highways, NH3 and NH21. In Mandi district, the Chandigarh-Manali National Highway is blocked near Charmeel due to a major landslide. Additionally, 327 power transformers are non-functional and 787 drinking water schemes have been disrupted across the state. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
On to sports. In Wimbledon tennis, the women's singles title clash is underway between 5-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek and 13 seed Amanda Anisimova at the Centre Court in London. In men's singles, world number 1 Jannik Sinner defeated 7-time champion Novak Djokovic in the semi-final last night to set up a title clash with 2nd seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain tomorrow. In the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy on day 3 at Lord's, India were at 338-6 against hosts England a short while ago. India today resumed their first innings at the overnight score of 145-3. Earlier, England were bowled out for 387 in their first innings. The 5-match test series is currently level at 1-1. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributes over 51,000 appointment letters in various government departments at 16th Rozgar Mela, says youth are now playing a major role in nation building. Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau preliminary report reveals fuel to both engines was cut off, leading to last month's Ahmedabad plane crash. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds inclusion of 12 historic forts of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj in the UNESCO World Heritage List. US President Donald Trump imposes 30% tariffs on European Union and Mexico. And in cricket, India were 338-6 against hosts England on day 3 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's a short while ago. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.